a Monday night or Lvov Tammuz. What are you, a stranger all of a sudden? Lvov Tammuz, I think. He's not coming tonight, the violin guy. Wachtel is not coming tonight. Lvov Tammuz.
So why are we going backwards?
Because we have to. I have to, and if I have to, you have to. And no, now we're more. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be a worthwhile thing. Shmaitzu Gimel Perikid Aleph. Uva Maharit Sham. Uva Maharit Sham Hevi Odraya the Safi Katnus Lahavi Chazaka. Yeah? Is that?
No. Okay, no.
Maharit Sham Hevi Odraya the Safi Katnus Lahavi Chazaka. The Sufik Katnus Lo Havi Chazaka, meaning you can't follow the Chazaka that he's a cotton. Because the Sufik, if he was a cotton at the time that a certain act was perpetrated, keeping the Sofali Godel, that's the Marit, Chazaka Soyulishtanos, Mihod, because of Aram Bichuvos, the Mikvah Shahuchak Lios Memov Mismatin, it's a leaky Mikvah, but Amon Al Pochos Miarbo and Saw, the Tavlabo. The tricha, the Ran says, she has to be locked with the litfol calls manshlo yadana bevadai shebeshor shetov lohoye barboam sov. Of course, alma de chazaka suy lishtanos lavi chazaka. That's how the Marit looks at the Ran's case. So suy lishtanos because it's leaky. Jim came because came cheskos katnos where it's also leaky. The years are leaking away. Vayna Rayal on Yos Vayti says the Shmaita, there's one major difference. Oh, what do you know? Says the Shmaita, Vayna Rayal on Yos Vayti, there's one major difference. The Hossam and Mikvah for Huxukli of Mamus Mithmatin, the Pochus Miyarboam saw. It's not just a question of. There's two key words in the Shmaita here. One is. Huchzak, that there's a chazaka the other way. Second of all, it's not just a leaky mikvah, but it's huchzak to be posel. It's as if the cotton would be huchzak to be a gadol, ki'ilu. It's not just a question of chazaka suya lishtanos, there's a chazaka for the opposite state. It's huchzak that it becomes posel. So obviously you can't consider the kosher state a state. Which is what we're looking for by Chazaka. We're looking for something called a state, not from the United States, but a state, something, to use the word of Maral, something that is more transcendent than the din of the thing. Something. What do I mean by transcendent? A thing is Osir. If you say it's Becheskos Isir, you've elevated the din that it's osur into a state of being, and you're saying that's what a chazaka means. The meat is not only it's keilu, it's not keilu. We are saying it's not just that the meat is osur, but there's also a cheskas isur. It's in a state of being osur. What are the ramifications of those nice, beautiful words? You say, Rabbi Mlinu, it's very nice words, but does it mean anything? Yeah, because it means there's a state, and once there's a state, it's chazaka. Chazaka means the state remains, status quo. The state remains until such time that we know it changed. That's what the kickoff of chazaka is. So Shmaitz is saying, it's not just a question that the state of being kosher is probably going to change, certainly going to change, omed to change, but it's huchzak to be posel. It's huchzak, there's a state that it becomes posel. There's a state that, it's not just a question of leaky, it's a question of becoming posel, going below Arboam Saw. And it's huchzak to go below Arboam Saw. Imkay, going back inside to the Shmaitzah, Chayshina, so of course we have to be afraid. Shem of Beshor Shetoval, for Hoyan is
Might. We measured it and it was full, so I was trying to understand.
What?
What is that? So how do we explain that transcendent state when we know that we measured it and it was full, right?
When? Before she was Toivo.
Yes.
And now?
No. The Ran says we have to assume the tefillah is no good unless we would measure it and know that it was full when she was toivo.
But in terms of the cheskes kisa,
in terms of the cheskes mole of the mikveh, you mean?
In terms of the cheskes that is
kashrus.
The Rav said that you got the chazaka of
the Ran. The Shmaita says two words to counter the Marit. The Marit just sees in there a rather benign chazaka hasuya lishtanos. The Shmaita says it's much, much worse. It's huchzak to be possible. It's in a state where it constantly becomes possible. As we said, that means, of course, it's not chazok hasuya lishtanos. It's huchzak. So there's certainly no chazaka that it's mole if it's huchzak to always become chaser. That's what the Shmaita says.
Except when we measure it, we know it was full.
It was, but it wasn't a state. It wasn't an elevated. It wasn't a state. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a chazaka state. But not just because of chazaka suya lishtanos. That's the Marit's point. The Shmaita says it's much worse. It's huchzak to become possible.
It's
huchzak to
become.
Inevitable. It's huchzak. Like a woman whose three husbands die, so she's huchzak that her husbands die. There's a chazaka that predicts the future. A shor nagoch is huchzak to go be no geach.
That's not a state. It's not a state now.
Yes, it is.
It is.
A shor nagchon, a shor hamuad. That's exactly what it is. That's what we accomplished in our chazara. That's the building blocks, the DNA, if you will, of a chazaka, is that it's a state of being that memela takes on status quo qualifications.
It's here now. It's here now. The chazaka is here now, even though we just measured it and it was full.
It's huchzak to become possible.
Is okay. The rate of leakage relevant?
No, as long as we know that it leaks enough to become possible. That's what's relevant. Obviously, if you want to know if you could make a cheshbin to determine probability, but we're not working with probability now. We're working with psak halacha of chazaka, rov, whatever. Once you don't have a chazaka that paskins, then you want to call that fella over. Call the matrich. Call the normal looking fella. Okay, forget it. No. It's okay, no, Beseder. Dana Ryle and Neos Daiti. Is that fella at the Yarmulke? The fella at the end of the table facing us. So call him over. Call the Madrich. I'm not touching the kid. No, call the Madrich over. It's just on the yarmulke.
Say it again, Mike.
There's one kid that doesn't have one on.
Yes.
He has to leave. He can't be here without a yarmulke.
Yeah, I'll tell that. Okay. I'll work on it.
Doesn't have to be a yarmulke. Can wear a baseball cap. Can wear his underwear on his head. I don't care what. Vena Raya Lanias Taiti. The Hussam B'mikvah for Huchsak Lios Meimov Mismat. Huchsak, the Shmaita says, Lios Meimov Mismatin B'pochos Mi'ar Bohem Saw. So certainly we're afraid that at the time she went to the mikvah, he went to the mikvah for her in the smite, but pochos me are born saw. Kivan the Darko Bazer, but also the smite the Pachos Mer Bong saw. It's commonly possible. I will be Sofek Katlus. In other words, it's not just passive. Chazok Asuya Lishtanus is like passive. It's passive. It's also Lishtanus. Here, it's commonly becoming possible. I don't know, he seems to back off from the word Huchzak, and he says Darko, but his point is it becomes possible. It's not just the good state, or the previous state, I should say, is going to change, but it's a new state, it will replace it. Avol besofei katnus, adayin lehuchzak me'oilam, it is the word Huchzak, adayin lehuchzak me'oilam li'os gadol ben tisha. There, all you have is the Asuya Lehishtanos. This is going to change. But it's not Huchzuk to be the opposite state. It was never Huchzuk that he's a Gadol. But even the Meyoilam Lehoya Ben Tisha, in this case, it's really not a Gadol.
Why wouldn't that be considered an opposite state?
No, we don't. It didn't, but we don't know that it ever happened yet. It's like if the mikveh would be leaky, but we never know if it ever dipped below the kosher point, if it ever dipped below 40 saw. The nekuda here is that we know it goes below 40 saw. For the Maharit, it would be enough to say it constantly leaks. So you say, well, if it constantly leaks, at some point it's going to go below 40 saw, so that's chazok asuya lishtanos. The cotton will eventually become a gadol someday. But no, that's for my rip. That's for my rip.
It's inevitable, right?
No, you don't need inevitable. You don't. For Asuya Lehishtanos, you don't need inevitable. Certainly inevitable. Certainly it's a kal v'chomer. If just motzui and kamin is enough for chazaka Asuya Lehishtanos, so certainly the inevitability is certainly Asuya Lehishtanos. But the point of the Shmaitza
is that it's already occurred, and
is that it's not just that that state A is olul to change, but that state B it's already huchzuk to be in state B
because state B has already occurred.
Probably, yeah. That's what it sounds like. It's huchzak that it goes below 40 saw. So it sounds like it happened already. Probably three times. That's what would make it huchzak. So now you're choosing like between chazakas at best. So they certainly cancel each other out. But the Marit case, let's say you have a cotton, you never know that he reached godless. He was never huchzak to be a godol. It says that the cheskas cotton is a suyul ishtanus. That's the Shmaitz's chiluk. There's a chiluk between the breakdown of the chazaka we're dealing with because it's Asuya Lishtanos, and the Ran's case where it's supplanted by the opposite. We have a chazaka that it's possible. If you want to know like how could you think of it in an easy way, realize that the Marit would be true in a leaking mikveh that we never know went below 40 saw. But L'chorit will eventually, or you can even say inevitably it will eventually. But that's eventually. But the woman went, you know, the guy went to the mikveh one day.
But eventually doesn't make a chazaka at that point.
Right, eventually. You don't even know if the eventually was ever reached yet. So you have the chazaka de Meikara saying it was not reached yet. But the Marit says no. That a chazaka asuya lishtanos is not even a chazaka. We don't need it to have reached once the other state, or to be huchzuk in the other state. It's enough that this state is asuya lishtanos. This is a very, I think, like easy way. A very easy way of seeing the difference. According to the Marit, it would never have to dip below 40 saw. It just has to be leaky. You say eventually it's going to get to below 40 saw. So that's chazuk asuya lishtanos. The Shmaitzer says that's not what the Ran's talking about. The Ran's case is a much worse case. It's chutzuk to go below 40 saw. It goes below 40 saw. It has already gone below 40 saw. It constantly goes below 40 saw.
So it's not even a matter of chazaka nahashta at that point, because it doesn't, the shmaitzer doesn't believe in it anyways. It's actually two chazaka mikaras against each other.
It's two chazakas against each other, yes.
The Ran had measured the mikvah in the past it was four, and the Ran's case later he's going to say, as he measured the mikvah the day of the Shaila, it was full.
Hey, if we measured it the day the Shaila was full, so we don't have a suffix.
No, of course we do. When she measured, not the day she went in, when she comes to the base, she went 2 days ago to mikvah. Not the term that says it was a good. Now we measure it.
That's not the Ran's case. The Ran's case is that we're dealing with a mikvah that we know dips below 40 saw.
Yes. It's also
that's all you have to know.
We also measured before she went in, sometime before, and sometime after, and it was also full.
Right.
So I'm just saying that, right. That makes it a little more, it's so simple.
Nobody ever said it was simple. Varan lo kosid ala b'mikvah shuchzok liyos meimov mismatin b'pochos mi'ar bo'am saw. Avo b'mikvah shuchzok liyos meimov mismatin v'choysrin v'holchin. It's just a leaky mikvah. Avo lo higia mi'ayla, meaning we don't know ever that it reached. L'shir pochos mi'ar bo'am saw. Or I would say even if we know it once did, but we don't know it always will. But okay, we don't have to get into such a problem. I don't want to go into such problems. Maybe you did once, maybe you need three times, whatever. Lo chayshin alon. Vavol gav de zedark ali yos pochos v'haylech. U'muki amik, right? Even though it leaks. U'miki amik v'becheskoso shalom nifchas mishir arbo'am saw. We give it the chazok and the meikorah that it's shalem, that it's arbo'am saw. Avo gav de dark ali yos chaser, because we don't hold like the marid. We hold chazok asu yilish tamos is a good chazok. BMK Nuadib Ben Tes. Avo gav de darko me olam lios godol v'holech. He's gonna get there. It just doesn't seem that way to the parents, but he's gonna get there. Kivin lahaya b'cheskos. There's a Yiddish expression. My parents used it quite a bit. A Yiddish expression. I don't know what it is in Yiddish, but in English it's rendered. It's okay. By the time he walks down to the chuppah, and you fill in the blank. By the time he walks down to the chuppah, he won't be wetting his bed anymore, which God does not always true. By the time he walks down to the chuppah, he won't be sucking his thumb anymore, which is rather not always true. By the time he walks down to the chuppah, he'll stop being a baby, which is certainly not always true. But that's like an expression. Like by the time he walks down, don't worry. By the time he's going down to the chuppah, it'll be resolved.
So why don't we apply this to, let's say, an Erev that deteriorates? I mean, you know, the forces of nature are constantly creating damage. We constantly repair it. And we always say that we have a chazaka that is kosher.
If your premise is not true. Forgive me. If we know that it's constantly, if every week we check the Erev and it's possible,
then it doesn't have a chazaka.
No. That's the worst case. According to the Marit, even if it deteriorates and is eventually going to reach Psul, it would not have a chazaka. That would be totally if we paskin like the Marit or like the Shmaitzer about chazaka soya lishtanos.
In this case, I think the Marit would agree with the Shmaitzer. It says here in the Olam it never went below 40. I bet the Marit would agree with the Shmaitzer.
What?
He says that the Shmaitzer here says that the case in the Ran's case, may oylam avav la ohi gear, may oylam reshir pachos mer by himself. I would say the one would agree. There's no
chesed. No. You're misreading the Shmaitzer. That's not the Ran's case. The Ran's case is it did.
It did.
That's the Shmaitzer talking. Avav lo yigir me'elam v'shir pachos mer by himself. Then lo yichashin alah. Then we don't care about the fact that it's leaky. And the chazaka is good.
I don't think the Marit would care either.
Of course he would. That's the whole Marit. That chazaka asuya lishtanos is no good.
Well, asuya lishtanos means asuya lishtanos to be different. Possible kosher. I mean, more than 9 or less.
My good friend, if it keeps leaking, it's going to go below 40 saw. Everybody agrees with that.
So how could it be that it will give me a little Moshiach Papa's Mevon?
It didn't in the past. We don't know that it did. It's not Huchsuk. This is the Shmeitzer talking. That the Ran requires that it... The Ran has a requirement that it be huchzak to go to below 40 saw. The Shmaitot Chazaka Suyulish Tadas is a Chazaka. But what's the Ran talking about? Not what the Maritz says he's saying. The Ran is talking about a completely different concept that the Maritz wants to hang on him. The Maritz wants to hang on the Ran. Chazaka Suyulish Tadas says the Shmaitz the Chlau Lo. The Ran's talking about its huchzak to be below 40 saw.
But a leaky mikveh, every time you measure, it was always full. We measured mikveh, it was always full. And it leaks. We never found it possible.
My good friend. Is it leaking?
Yeah.
Do you want to make a little like private bet that it's going to go below 40 saw?
But how come we never caught it? Me'olam says. Me'olam lo'hiki.
Can I get
in the past? In the past. We don't know that it did. That's why I added, rather, even if we know it did once, maybe to be huchzak, you need three times.
He's
not going into it. He wants to make the point. He wants to accentuate. He wants to accentuate the difference between him and the Maharit. He's not going into the protem now, what it takes to make a chazaka. His point is that the chazaka the other way, not just that the chazaka of the kashrus of the mikvah is a suya lishtanos, is a shvacha, a weak chazaka.
You say there's no such thing as a cheskes
chai? The marit? I don't know. It's a good question. You're going to jump on the Marit now from Gemara, so there is a Cheskes Chai. I don't know what to say. Maybe it'll... The Marit... You have to look at the whole Shmaitz. You have to look at the whole Marit. You have to look at the Achronim on the Shmaitz. Maybe they bring that down as a Kasha on the Marit. Okay. Vimkeinu Adin Bebentes, a nine-year-old. A less than... Yeah. Avogad Dehecha... The Dakar Mioilum Leos Godel the Heilich, even the Lahaya Becheskas Godel Bentes, since he was never, we're going forward, we're not going backwards, so he was never 9 years old yet. So Mukile Shaper Becheskoso, the Dainenu Bentes, Betzorachion. What does he mean by Betzorachion? Because you have to be Mayan. Behold! Damayim b'tshuvas haran yirid d'hosum tam acher isu b'gavei. Ayin shom hu b'vesoyt b'tshuvas haran. Meaning, okay, I just said a wonderful svara that the Marit misinterpreted the Ran. But now I have something else to say. That the Ran's reason is more than just, let's use the Marit's lashon now. And even if I'll grant you that the Ran says what you say, Mr. Marit, but the Ran's reason that she has to be tovel again is much more than the fact that the chazaka of the mikvah is chazaka suya l'shtanos. I'm just Shmaitzer argues that the Ran doesn't even mean that. Now he's saying to the Marit, even if the Ran would mean that, you're also wrong, because it's clear in the Ran that there's another factor that's telling us to tell her to be tovel again. Not just the fact that the chazok of the mikvah is chazok asuya l'shtanos. There's another factor. Vay damayim b'tshuvas haran, yired the hosom tamacher isu begadei. Ayin sham huva b'veisoyis b'tshuvas haran, v'zel l'shono, kosov haran, shenishal al mikvah shehuchzak, liyos barboam saw, good. V'tovlu noshim b'tolcha, good. V'lemochras nimdad, v'nimtsu kashiyah mechuvan, all good. This is the Ran. The Laman al Pochus mi Abon saw. Korav Adover. Shein Lismuch al Cheskoso Horishonos. Abu Bishach Shem Gam Keinim Tsushole. Utricha Lachzor Velitvo. Uraya. This is the Ran talking. This is sort of. The Shmaitz is now bringing down the Ran, more of the Ran, to prove his point that the Ran had another factor at work. Muriah, this is the Ran talking. Now this is a little complicated, but you know, we learned it once, now we're learning it again, and hopefully it will be easier to see the line of reasoning of the Shmaitzer. Muriah Medigashin and Perikasor Yuchsin, Itmar Kitcha via Baderech, her father was Makadisho. The Kitcha he asked for Be'er later that day. This is the day she's supposed to turn into a Bulgaris. And when she becomes a Bulgaris, the father has no koach to be Makadisho. But she can be Makadisho herself. But of course, if when the father was Makadisho, she was not yet a Bulgaris. So that Kiddushin was Chal. And her later Kiddushin, that she accepted Kiddushin from someone else, is invalid. Batul u'mevutul. Sorry, I have so much on my head.
I just don't know how you keep all the little circles straight.
What?
I just don't know how you keep all the circles straight.
When I went to kindergarten, I got an A plus in circles. So that's the case in Kiddushin. So now we have a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Arehi Bulgaris, and now she's a Bulgaris. So Rav Amar Bogeris Lefaneinu. So we follow the Chazaka Dehashta, and we say that when the father was, because so again, today is the day it's supposed to happen. Change to Bogeris. So we say when the father was Makadisha, he was already a Bogeris. The father's kedushin is not chal. Ushmuel Amar Chayshin the kedusha shneihem. Not Moshe, we don't know. Ramrinan Allah Lema Katanoi. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, "Mi moitzi mi ad mi." This is a famous machlokas. A shchiv mara, a deathly ill person, if he gives away all of his nechasim and then he becomes better, so he could retract it. Right? We have a clear umdana. He only gave it thinking he would die, and now, unfortunately, he did not die. Unfortunately for the. Now he did not die, so he wants back his matana. But if he was bari when he gave the matana, not bari as in bari v'shema, but bari as in bari v'chola, if he was bari, then obviously he cannot be chayzer. And now, what is he now? Now he's bari. But he's saying he was a shchiv mara when he gave away the, when he wrote the shtar. He's saying he was a shchiv mara. Okay. And we don't know. So, mi motzi miyad mi. Hu motzi miyadam below raya. He could take it away from them. Vehenin motziyam miyadai below raya. Divrei Reb Yaakov.
He can take it away from them. Does that mean they've taken it already? Or is the mamon still in his
They
shirt?
Have it. They have it apparently. We'll see why. But what he's saying is the fact that he's a bori now is not relevant. He's saying he was a shchiv mara then. We'll see why he's believed, but meanwhile, that's what we're saying. That's what Reb Yaakov says. So he could take the money without a raya, because he has a right to say I was a shchiv mara then, and the burden of proof is upon them. Rav Nosson Oimer and Bori, who if he's now a Bori, Olav Loviraya, Shoya Shimra, Vim Shimra, who Alam Loviraya, Shibori Hoya, you go with the Kazaka Dahashma. Name of Rav, the Omak Rav Nosson, the Shmuel, the Omak Rav Yaakov. Right, Rav says, she's a Megaris, you follow what he is now. These are like Rav Nosson, this is you follow what you are now. Shmuel Domek Rav Yaakov, that you say maybe it was different then. Amar the Charav, Anodamri, Rav Yaakov. I've come to come Rav Yaakov also, Dika Lameimer Hamid Momen Al Cheskosa. The Chazok of the Momen is by him.
Okay.
Because we know he's the Marakama. We know he owned it before the Leidus HaSofei. That's always what we want to know. Right? He owned it before the Leidus HaSofik. Before the Sofik was Noilad, we know he owned it. So that's why he's considered the Muchsik. So the reason Rabbi Yaakov says that he wins is because he's considered the Muchsik in the Nechasim. It's more than... Right, that's Rabbi Yaakov. Ad kana kama Rabbi Yaakov hasam tikkun the name having the moment al cheskoso. That's the main reason of Rabbi Yaakov. Avul hocha mi neima ha mi neguf al cheskoso. But by Begeres, because today's the day it's supposed to change. There's no opposing chazaka. So that's why Rabbi Yaakov says what? Rabbi Yaakov says... You make them bring the proof. The burden of proof is on them. The time of Yishuv, the Chivon Dikol Amem Ramid Momen Alach Hazkosoi, we know he started off life being a Bori. He didn't start off life being a Shchid Merav. So you have a Cheskos Bori, Meikara. Then he's saying he was a Shchid Merav, and he's Bori now. That's pretty bad. The Chara, the Chazok of the Meikara, and the Chazok of the Ash is against him. But the Torah says he has a Cheskos moment. Probably Shachshim Gam came Bori. Now the Ran says, "If he shows a chazak, asuy l'shtanos, shrei achoyli motzui." Lufika chomer afilo achshav bori, einomim chazak amavatel cheskos moment. So, what the Shmaitz is seeing in the Ran is that even if you consider something a chazak asuy l'shtanos, it's a weak chazak. That only therefore says that the stronger chazaka, which is Kenegdo, wins. Like here, the moment, Hamid Moment al Cheskoso.
Even though the moment is not in...
It's said to be in his Rishus, because we know it was his Kaidam Leidus HaSofik. We know the Sofik was Noilad, whether this is a fulfilled writer, whether it's a good shtar or not, a good document. So before the Leidus HaSofik, we know the money was his. He was alive still, we know it was his. Okay. You have Cheskos Mammon as the culprit. So he says, V'hochanami, here also, Mikvah Zehul Chaklios. Meim of Nismat, and V'lamon Al-Pochus Mi'abom Saw, Ein Chazaka HaRishayna, Shehul Chaklios Mi'abom Saw, Moitzi Atomi Mi'cheskosoi. The real, like, controlling factor, so to speak, is the cheskos tamei of the person. Says the Shmaitzer, counterintuitive. Say, oh, look, no, fuck it. You see the Hekha Deleka Chazaka Denegda against it, no opposing Chazaka, then Chazaka Suyul Ishtanos is fine. But the Chazaka Mal, Yavu got the Suyul Ishtanos. The only problem the Ran had with the Chazaka Ishtanos was because of that Cheskos Tamei lurking in the background. Right. Okay, we'll stop here.